Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Well, it's 10 o'clock in the morning here, but my guest that's calling in is calling in from Japan, and for him it's 11 o'clock at night. So I guess time and space really don't have much to do with communication these days, and apparently time and space doesn't have anything to do with the ability to heal, so because we're all energy. So let me tell you about my guest today. My guest today is Tim Janikos. Tim is an award-winning, inspirational singer-songwriter and author of two books, a semi-autobiographical novel called Myth Shattering, and a palimpsest of essays on everything from philosophy, religion, and cultural criticism to art, activism, and political protest. He is also a certified emotional code practitioner and student of many healing modalities, including Quantum Touch 2.0, three-dimensional therapy, Lloyd Mears Healing Numbers and Access Consciousness, and Tim also hosts a twice-a-week call-in healing show on Blog Talk Radio called From Time Without Beginning. Now, a lot of those words that I just said, I really don't know what they mean. And, you know, as I was going through, he says he wrote a palimpsest of essays. And I, from what I saw, that's on a old scribe with new writing. So anyway, I'm going to let Tim talk to us and explain all these big words to us and tell us what's going on. Hi, Tim. Are you there?
Yes. I'm so happy to be here. I actually stole the word palimpsest from Gore Vidal. He wrote a book called Palimpsest. And he says in that book that it's a collection of different ideas all mixed together. So that's what he said. So I just stole that idea from him.
Okay. That's a new word for me, and I'm an author and writer. So that's a good one. So, okay. So you do several healing modalities, and yeah. I have to be honest with you, I'm not really familiar with any of them. I did look up emotional code healing, and from what I could see, it's a method of healing emotional baggage that's caused by trapped emotions, and it also corrects other imbalances in the body for general wellness or to address specific physical or emotional issues. Is that basically what it is?
Yes. So Dr. Bradley Nelson, who was a chiropractor and cranial path in my hometown of Orange County, California, you've probably heard the OC, the drama. That's where I grew up, and he was a chiropractor there for about 17 years learning this type of energy healing at the same time, and then he finally, after 17 years, shut down his clinic because he decided to just train people all over the world because he didn't need to be in a clinic anymore because he realized this is you can do it at any distance. So he found with his program, actually his full program is called the Body Code, which is a huge system which I'm going to use tonight too. The Emotion Code is one little aspect of the Body Code, but actually about 90% or 80% of everything that we deal with on the Body Code, it goes back to the Emotion Code too. So the Emotion Code is what we use most of. But it just covers every possible thing that can be wrong with a person's body. And we use muscle testing, and you can use muscle testing at any distance on any other person. With your body, it picks up the energy of the other person's body, and you just muscle test with your body. We call it as proxy testing. And then it allows us to really quickly pinpoint the problem and then release it with an energy method that he discovered. So it's very simple.
Okay. And what is Quantum Touch 2.0?
Quantum Touch 2.0 is another guy in California, and his name went blank from my mind. But anyway, he started regular Quantum Touch, which is a breathing technique to bring up the energy from the earth and the energy from the universe into your body until it becomes this really strong current. And then with your hands, you can put it on any person's body in any place where they're having any trouble whatsoever, and that energy will just take whatever is having a distorted energy field and cause it to become in cohesion, so it'll heal any problem that's going on in the body with that energy from your hands. But then he learned, and his clients learned, and his students learned that there was a way to kind of increase this by doing it through your eyes from your heart, which became Quantum Touch 2.0. It's been perfected over time, and it's just actually... They're developing all different methods on top of that, but Quantum Touch 2.0 is so you can do it at any distance through your eyes, or actually you can visualize the person. But if you're working on Skype or something, you can look at their face, and you can send them the energy through your eyes, which is coming from your heart. So it's a little more, which I'm going to do that at the end of the call on everybody who calls in. So we're going to do a group session on that.
Okay, that's wonderful. You know, you sent me a recording of the session that you did on me, and you're asking a lot of questions and then responding to them. So when you ask those questions, are you going by kinesiology? Are you going by your muscles to answer those questions?
Yeah, it's all on my muscles, so I don't even have to think at all. I just Dr. Bradley Nelson said if you can train a monkey how to muscle test, they'll know how to do this program. So it's just the chart is so easy. Once you either get a strong muscle test, which is yes, or a weak muscle test, which is no. So right away you can pinpoint whatever the problem is with the yes or no, because the chart has 116 hyperlinks, but then you just find, is it on the left side or the right side, and then you get that, and then there's four different columns. You say, is it in this column, and this column, and then you click on one of those. It opens up a whole program, and you say, is it on the left or the right? It just keeps going until it narrows down to exactly what the problem is, and there's almost everything you can imagine in this chart.
Yeah, because I didn't really know what I was listening to, but you know, and the other question I have is, at some point, my body said no more to stop working on it.
Yeah.
How did you get that information?
Which is weird. Once I start asking, is there anything else I can do, and all my muscle tests just keeps getting weak, which means I can't get a yes answer. So usually with most of my clients, when I first started, it was about an hour I'd get to, and most people's body wouldn't let me do anything more after that. But I started working with a bunch of other healers, and we started developing more techniques to do it faster. So now most of my clients can only go about 30 minutes. So most of my sessions with private clients is only 30 minutes. But with you, for some reason, after 20 minutes, your body should stop. So I don't know why.
Interesting.
Yeah. So maybe... It could have been also me. Sometimes if I do it late at night, which I think I did your session late at night, if my body's too tired, it'll just say no. It won't give me any more answers. So.
Okay. All right. So it could be either or. It could be either or.
Yeah.
Well, we have a caller waiting in the queue, and her name is Amanda. Let's see. Amanda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Tim, this is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Good to hear from you again. So Amanda's worked with me before. Great. And we've worked with her daughter and husband. So Amanda, what's one issue you want to work on today?
Well, I was wondering if you can double check if there is a depression or frustration that is stuck generationally through my family. I'm just feeling kind of stuck right now.
Okay. My name's Amanda. My name's Tim. So if I say my name's Tim, it gets a weak muscle test. That means I know I'm Amanda when I say I'm Amanda. So is it something, whatever you said, your body's saying yes to it. So can we work on something about that? Yeah. Is it on the body code chart? Yeah. Is it on this side? Okay. Why? It's coming up under nutritional, which is kind of interesting. But everything's interconnected, so let's see which one of these it is. Okay, so your body's saying magnetic field. Is there something intergenerational that's blocking now? Is there something she picked? No. Okay, so just everyone who's listening in, whether you called in or not, or if you listen in the archives to this, you can do this along with me. This is a breathing technique. If you can just put your feet on the ground, and Amanda, you can do this while we're doing this, put your feet on the ground and dangle your hands towards the floor. Don't touch your feet together and don't let your hands touch your body. Just dangle them down towards the floor.
Okay.
And imagine a big vortex of energy starting to spiral below your feet. We call this your eighth chakra. And I'm going to do some healing while you're doing this, but just you visualize this spiraling. It doesn't matter if it's clockwise or counterclockwise. Just imagine this spiraling like a big tornado. And it's called your eighth chakra. It's going to bring up the energy from the earth because you're low in magnetic energy, which we all should be magnetized with the earth's energy. So it's coming up now. It's spiraling up your spine, and it's coming up through your root chakra and up all the seven chakras in your spine, and it's coming all the way to above your head, and it's going to go out the top of your head, your crown chakra. And there's three chakras above that. We call that your ninth, tenth, and eleventh chakra. They're each a foot apart. So about 3 feet above your head, it's going to come out the top of that one, and just like a big water spout spraying out around your aura and your body, this energy from the earth, this magnetic energy. And now with your hands and your fingers and your and your arms and your legs and your toes, they're all rivers of energy. We call your acupuncture meridians. They're rivers of light going up your arms and your legs, and they connect to all your organs and glands of the body. So just imagine while you're breathing in with me that you're sucking up like straws with all these rivers of energy in your hands and your hands on your legs going up to your organs and glands, all the magnetic energy. And now, just let it, as you breathe out, go around your body completely. Is her magnetic energy stronger now? Yeah. Is there anything else we can do about that now? Is there anything that she picked up from her parents or her grandparents that we can address right now? Yeah, is it on this chart? Yeah. Okay, it's an emotional, it's a trapped emotion, the B or the A, call model. Okay, so this came up on you before and many callers that I had on my show, as you know, many times. Abandonment. I don't know why it's been coming up on everyone lately and myself too. Do we need to know anything more about it now? Is there more than one we can release? Is this from her parent, from her mom, from her dad, from her mom? Okay, so did her mom inherit it from her mom? Did her grandma inherit it from her mom? Did her great-grandmother inherit it from her mom? Did her great-great-grandmother inherit it from her mom? No, from her dad. So let's go back more than 20 generations, more than 50, more than 100, more than 1,000, more than 100 generations. Do we need to know anything more about it now? Can we release it from everybody yet? Does she have more than one we can clear right now, more than 100, more than 1,000? These hundreds of trapped emotions of abandonment, can we release them all at the same time? Yeah, do we need to know anything more now? Okay, so we're releasing this from your body, mind, spirit, energy system, and whatever else it might be, and also from your mom, your grandma, your great-grandmother, your great-great-grandmother, and your great-great-great-grandfather, and all the way back, or I might have said those wrong, but anyway, your body knows, going all the way back hundreds of generations to wherever it came from. Releasing it from everybody. And anywhere you have any other trapped emotions or anything else you picked up from your parents, whatever your body is using to hold it all back from coming to the surface now so we can clear it all, we destroy and uncreate everything that is and everything that brings up tons of Buddha, zillion, right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pock, shorts, boys and beyonds. It's just all gone. So along with the body code, I'm also throwing in some access consciousness, another modality clearing, which that right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, poc, shorts, boys, and beyond is the clearing statement by access consciousness that I use. And I have a lot of access consciousness facilitators coming on my show, so if you go to my radio program, you'll hear more about it. But if you go to their website, it's called theclearingstatement.com or just accessconsciousness.com, you can find out more about what that means, but we don't need to go into that now. So, Amanda, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. I feel like something lifted off.
Good.
And it was funny when you were doing it, my head and my shoulders were twitching, so.
Did Do you want to share some of the things that happened to you before, like with your daughter?
Well, one of the coolest things that has happened with my daughter is that she, I don't know, I think she was born scared, terrified. And I called into Tim because, like, we started off with her at 6 months old. She would have a breath-holding spell when anything happened, and just it would scare her so much she couldn't scream or cry or anything. Wake up with night terrors. She would not know who I was, wouldn't fully wake up. Well, when I called into Tim and had him set up to do all this, the day that he worked on this, she got home from school, and she looks at me. She goes, "Mom, I'm not afraid of the basement anymore."
Oh, my gosh.
And since then, she will go up to the scary masks at Halloween time and touch them and look at them. She seems less scared than other children with normal fears now.
That's a miracle.
And we didn't tell her we're working on her either. We didn't even tell her
she had no clue.
That is so cool. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for calling in. We really appreciate that. If anyone is listening and would like to call in and get a healing from Tim, please call in at 424-220-1801, and he's waiting for you. In the meantime, well, okay. So, Tim, if you've done a healing on me, mm-hmm. when you go back over those things, should they be non-existent?
Not necessarily, because there's so many layers. Like, for example, I don't know if I worked on a heart wall with you, but I can't recall. But, for example, with Amanda, we released a trapped emotion of abandonment. A person could have millions of trapped emotions of the same energy in their body. So we released, her body said about 100 now from her. But the next time I work on her, that abandonment might come up again. It's not the same emotion. We released all that. But there's other times in her life, or she picked it up from other relatives or other people, that same energy. So it's trapped somewhere else in her body, and there can be thousands of them.
Okay, so abandonment could have happened all the way down the genetic line, and
yes.
and it continues to be passed through the generations. Is that how it works?
Yeah. And a lot of for what I found with a lot of my clients is I started studying quantum touch, three-dimensional therapy, which in three-dimensional therapy, which is T3, they work on what's called vanishing twins. And have you ever heard of that concept?
No, I have not.
Okay. So a lot of people, when they were conceived, at the moment they were conceived, there was two or three entities that were conceived at the same time. So some of those entities actually don't have a physical body. There's no egg to materialize in. There's no sperm to materialize. But some of them actually materialize in an egg or a sperm with the other baby. But if the ones don't have a physical body, they hang around for a little while and they realize there's no way for them to physically manifest, so they just leave. So at that time, that baby in the womb feels like they were abandoned by that other sibling. There might be one or two babies that are actually physical, but usually the stronger of the baby draws the energy out of the weaker baby if the weaker baby's not strong enough to survive, and that's just something that nature does. If you put two eggs in the same incubator together and one egg's really strong and one egg's really weak, it'll just sap all the energy from that weak egg and it'll die, and the strong egg will become stronger. So
okay.
Sometimes the baby does that with its twin. And then if it does that, it has all kinds of not only abandonment, but then also this blaming, this total feeling like they killed their brother or sister. And it's
that's heavy stuff.
The baby doesn't. Yeah. So we once I learned about that, this abandonment started coming up on all my clients because I just opened up a window into, like, this whole other world that a lot of people don't know about.
Okay. We have another caller.
So that could
have
happened in this life, that could have happened in another life, that could have happened in their mother's life, that could have happened in their grandmother's life, and that abandoned feeling just keeps getting passed on every time that
it keeps getting passed on, and that's something that's in our cellular makeup, or...
Yeah, it's who knows where it is. It's some kind of energy somewhere. But once we release it, it releases from all the generations back, whoever, like for her, it went back more than 100 generations. So all those people, whether they're alive or not, whether they're reincarnated or not, they're all getting all that clearing done from them right now.
Very interesting. Okay. We have another caller. This is area code 801. What is your name, please? Hello?
Heidi.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Heidi.
Heidi, thank you.
What is it that you would like Tim to do today?
You know what? I am open to anything. How's that?
Okay. So, Heidi, do you have any pains right now or any physical problems or any sicknesses or anything?
You know what? I'm always tired, and we're not sure why.
Okay. Good. Let me ask about that. My name is Heidi in the 801 area code or wherever you're at. Doesn't matter where you're at. Do you have a strong connection with Heidi? Yeah, my name is Tim. That goes weak. So is there an underlying reason why she's always tired? Is it on this chart? Yeah. Okay, good. So I'm looking at the body code chart, which is, has everything possible. It's an energy. It's emotional. Okay, it's cording. Okay. So as soon as we're born and they cut the umbilical cord, from that day on, we create energetic cords that are like umbilical cords to other people, and they create those cords to us, and they're energy cords. And a lot of people who do astral projection, they see those cords, and
yeah.
I can't see them yet. But you have some negative cordings. Can we release all of them? Yeah. Does she need any of them? No. Okay, do we need to know anything about them? No. Is there hundreds? Is there thousands? Is there millions? Is there billions? I just recently learned that we actually can be corded to physical things like our computer. We can be corded to our house. We can be corded to our job. So we have all these energy connections that are draining us. So we're going to send them all back. Do we need to know anything about any of them? No. Okay, we're sending back all these, wherever she's corded to someone, wherever someone's corded to her, wherever anything is corded to her, anything she has corded to that she no longer needs anymore, sending back all these cordings and just letting them go with no energies attached and no emotions attached. And anywhere those people needed to be corded to and they felt they needed Heidi to have that support, we're just sending them whatever entities they need to help them, whatever Shotens, engines, whatever you want to call it, angels, spirits, whatever, they'll send to them to be there for them, to support them. Okay, is there any other? No. My name is Heidi. Is there something else that's no. Okay, so is there something else that's affecting her her health and happiness that we can address? Yeah, is it on this side? Yeah. Okay, it's nutritional. Okay, so were you listening in when I worked with Amanda on the, she was deficient in magnetic energy? Did you hear that?
No, I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's fine. So we're going to do it one more time because it's going to help everybody because we don't get our feet up out into the soil or into the grass or into the sand at the beach enough, and that causes us not to get the energy from the earth. So if you can just put your feet on the ground, and everyone who's listening in later, even if you're listening in on the replay, you can do this with me. Just dangle your hands towards the ground, and don't touch your feet together, and don't touch your hands on your body. And you're just going to envision, while I'm doing this, a big vortex. It's called your eighth chakra. It's about a foot below your feet. It grounds you to the earth. You just imagine this starting to spiral like a big tornado. And it's drawing up this energy from the earth, and it's going to start bringing it up through your legs and up through your root chakra and all of the seven chakras up your spine. And now it's going to come out the top of your head, which is your crown chakra. And it's going to go to the three chakras above your head. There's one a foot above your head, one 2 feet above your head, one 3 feet above your head, all the way up to your 11th chakra. And then it's going to go out the top of that like a big water spout. And it's just going to bring it around, spout it around your aura and your whole energy field. Should we do more? Yeah. Okay, so now with your hands and your feet, you have rivers of energy. They're called your acupuncture meridians. Just imagine them as rivers of energy, and as you're breathing in, you're going to suck up all the magnetic energy to all the organs and glands of your body. And as you breathe out, just allow all this energy to cascade around your body and your mind and your spirit and your energy system. Is that strong enough? Yeah. Is there any other thing that we need to address for her? Okay, we only have a few more minutes on the call, so let me just, some people might get cut off if we go past the 30-minute mark, so if you do, that's fine. We're going to go a little overtime. Just listen in.
Yeah, actually, Tim, I've been pushing to 45 minutes with no problem at all, so we're good.
Okay, good. good. Okay, so let's go. Is there something else we can do for Heidi? Yeah, it's a pathogen. Okay, so you have mold. Does she need neem or MMS? No. Can I just release all the mold? Yeah. Okay, so most people have mold in their body. I had lots of mold before I discovered this healing technique, and I got rid of it with neem, but your body says it's not a high level, so we can release it with energy, so we're releasing it all now. Is this all gone? Yeah. Is there any other pathogen, any structural problems, any circuits? She has a heart wall. A heart wall is going to take longer to work on, so you're going to have to try to call in on one of my programs, but I'm going to just try to release one trapped emotion from your heart wall. A heart wall can be lots of trapped emotions over time since the first time you ever got heartbroken, and it can be from another life. So the heart wall, it just blocks your energy of your heart from radiating out, which helps you connect with people better and also bringing good things into your life. So it's good to get rid of this heart wall. So this is in the B column, odd or even, or two. Okay, so at some time in your life you felt a feeling of strong failure. So this failure got trapped, and it's also part of your heart wall. So can we release this failure? Yeah, do we need to think more about it? No, releasing this trapped emotion of failure from the body, mind, spirit, energy system, whatever else it might be. Do you have any other trapped emotions? Yeah. Her heart wall. B at A, odd row, one. Okay, the same as the last caller, abandonment. Do we need to show anything more about it? No. Can we release it? Yeah. Is she more than one, more than 100, more than 1,000? These hundreds can release them all at the same time. Yeah, releasing all these trapped emotions of abandonment from the mind, body, spirit, energy system, wherever else it might be. Is this all gone? Yeah. Okay. Is there any other? Okay, your body's saying you don't have a heart wall anymore, but with most people it says that, and then the next time I work on you it'll say you still have a little bit more left. So a lot of times the body just wants to rest after I release a few emotions. So, Heidi, how are you feeling?
Awesome. Feeling good. Thank you.
Good. What you might notice over the next 2 days, all these things I released from you will take about 2 days to fully clear your body. So you might even feel more tired over the next 2 days, or you might have the opposite. As some people, they feel really restless and they can't go to sleep. But whatever happens, it's all part of the clearing process, so don't worry about it. And you also might have some dreams that are really vivid that are kind of bring you back because your mind is trying to clear out all this memory of all this stuff that I cleared out, and it's going to bring up a lot of stuff in your dreams that will help it clear out. So just don't worry if you have really emotional dreams. Just let it, just cry whatever you need to do, and it will help clear it all out. And you should be feeling
awesome.
Much better after about 2 days. Okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you, Heidi. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank
that
you.
That was great. Well, so I'm going to let you address my issue lately. When I actually emailed you, I talked about chronic fatigue, and sometimes it's better than others, but for the last couple of days I've been feeling very foggy in my head and very heavy. My dreams are sort of annoying and bothersome. They're just and I'm waking up feeling very tired. So can we see what's going on, Tim?
Yeah. So my name is Randy. Is it something, whatever she said, is it on this chart? Is it on this site now? Okay, it's an inner, is it a heart wall now? Okay, it's a trapped emotion, the B or the A column, auto, one. Is it inherited? Yeah. Okay, it's inherited love unreceived from her mom or her dad. Did her dad inherit it? Yeah, from his dad. Did her grandpa inherit it? Yeah, from his dad. Did her great-grandpa inherit it? Yeah, from his mom. Okay, double great-grandmother. Does this go back more than 20 generations, more than 30 generations, more than 40, about 30-something generations? Do we need to know anything more about it? Now, does she have more than one we can release, more than 100, more than 1,000, more than one? These thousands of trapped emotions and love unreceived, so we release them all at the same time, yeah. Okay. Releasing all these trapped emotions. I didn't explain how. I'm rubbing my hands over my governing meridian, which starts from my lip, up over my nose, up over my head, down my spine to my tailbone. But at any part of that, I can rub my hands. So it's easier for me while I'm on the phone just to go over my head. So I'm just going over my head with my hands. Dr. Bradley Nelson uses magnets, and he says after you've done it for a while, you don't need to use magnets. And my body says not to use magnets. I started getting really dizzy when I used magnets, and it wasn't good for me. So your fingers are magnetized enough that you don't need to really use magnets, so my body says don't use that. So I just do it with my fingers. Okay, is this all gone? Yeah. Is there any other, do I have a strong connection with India? Something else causing this chronic fatigue, yeah, is it an energy? Is it on this chart? No. Is it on the new body code chart? Yeah. Okay, so it's what we call addictive heart energy. Usually we release a heart wall first and then the addictive heart energy comes up. But sometimes some people don't have a heart wall, they just have the addictive heart energy. Let's hope that's the case. But it might come up later that you have a heart wall, who knows. Sometimes the body just doesn't want it to come out. It just wants to wait and has other things to clear first. So we need to know anything about this addictive heart energy. No, can we release it all? Yeah. Is there more? Yeah, I think there's a lot of it. Do we need to know anything? Do we need the symptoms? Do we need to clear anything before clearing this? No. Releasing all this addictive heart energy from our mind, body, spirit, energy system, and whatever else it might be. And anywhere else she has anything else that's contributing to this problem, whatever her body's using to hold it all back and come into the surface now so we can clear it all. We destroy and uncreate everything that is and everything that brings up times a Buddha zillion right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pock, shorts, boys and beyonds. It's all gone, yeah. Okay. Your body's saying no. It might be just I'm tired. So
it's telling you no again?
Yeah. I ask any question, it just gives me a no. So okay. Maybe we need to do with you and everyone on the call, we're going to do the Quantum Touch 2.0.
Okay.
So does that sound good? It'll take about 5 minutes.
That sounds very good.
So if you want to... we're not going to get cut off so good. We'll have about 5 minutes.
Perfect.
Everyone
okay.
who's listening in, even if you're listening in to the replays later on, if you just do this breathing exercise that I'm going to teach you really quickly while I'm doing this, because I'm not going to say anything. I'm just doing this all in my mind and with my breathing, and I'm sending it. I'm actually lighting a candle, and I'm making all of Heidi's issues, all of Amanda's issues, all of... Randy's issues, all of my issues and all of anyone else's issues, who are listening in, I'm just going to, this candle that I'm just lit right now, it's a white candle in a little bowl, the flame of this candle is, we're going to use it as a, I just forgot the word, we're going to use it as an icon. So you know how on a computer we have a button, we push that icon and it opens up a program. So this, we can use anything as an icon, and I like to use the flame of a candle because it's energy. And it's going to represent all the problems that Heidi's thinking of now, Amanda's thinking of now, Randy's thinking of now, that I'm thinking of now, and anyone else listening to the program's thinking of now. It's going to all represent in this candle. So everyone's going to do this breathing where you just put your feet on the ground, and as you breathe in, imagine the energy from the earth coming up your feet as you're breathing in and up your stomach and up your to the top of your head and out the top of your head. And then when you breathe out, imagine pulling in all the energy from the universe and going down your head and down your shoulders and down your arms and out your hands. So as you're doing this, keep your hands on your, for the first few times, keep your hands on your knees or on your thighs, and you're going to notice your hands start getting hot. Once they start getting warm, if after a few times they don't get warm, that's okay. Then put them on whatever area of your body you think needs energy sent to it. A lot of people just put it on their heart. And after that, you can move it to a different area. But I'm going to do this with my mind. So you're just going to hear me breathing. So everyone just breathe along with me. Okay, now I'm going to ask all of you to picture this candle that's burning in my room right now. And as I blow it out, all those problems are going to be extinguished and just let go into the ether. Okay, that's it.
Okay, cool.
How did you feel?
I'm tingly.
Good, good. Okay.
I'm tingly.
Do you want to
my
just,
head is...
in the last few minutes, do you want to just ask if anyone's holding on, how they felt, or if they have any questions?
Okay, exactly, yeah. Anybody that's, you mean to my listeners?
Yeah, anyone that's, if they're still on hold, if they're still on...
Okay.
And unmute them.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Well, we have Amanda. Let's see what Amanda's feeling. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. My back actually loosened up, and that's one of the things I was struggling with for the past couple of days. My back loosened up.
Good, good.
That's great. Heidi has hung up, so we can't ask her.
Okay. So everyone listening in, if you just, if you go back and listen in and you do the breathing that I did with especially the magnetic energy, after the winter ends and going into the summer, it starts picking up the magnetic energy again, but a lot of people are really low, and it's called magnetic field deficiency syndrome, MFDS. And it's common for everybody because we don't get our feet out. But if you go out with your feet barefoot in the sand, it helps you bring up that energy. But if you can't, if you live in a place where you can't, it's not either cold or you can't go outside and put your feet in the soil or in the river or something, then you can do the breathing exercises that I did on those different other colors.
And how long do you do it? How many times do you do it?
If you know how to muscle test, you can ask. I muscle test until I get it. Okay, it doesn't need it anymore. But for most people, just the time that I did it on the colors was about just a minute or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And this was access clearing?
The one I did with the deep breathing was called Quantum Touch 2.0.
Quantum Touch 2.0. Okay.
Yeah.
And the access clearing, you did that with the body code?
Yeah. Yeah, what I said, every time I asked, I said, everything this is and everything this brings up times a Buddha zillion, I destroy and uncreate it all. And then I said right and wrong, good and bad, all nine, pot and pock, shorts, boys and beyond. That's part of an access clearing.
Okay.
Access consciousness is a set of processes and questions that bring up all energy in your body and in your mind and everywhere. And it just, when they say that clearing statement after they ask the question, if you say yes, it just clears that all out. So I have about six or seven access facilitators coming on to my program. So if anyone wants to go on my program and listen to those, you can just say yes when you're listening in. You don't have to call in. But if you do call in, they'll specifically work on your issue. But even if you listen in and you have another issue, it'll bring up that in it. All your different issues when they ask the questions. It's really amazing.
Great. When do your shows air?
So my next show is exactly 11 hours and 45 minutes. So what time is it wherever you are now?
It's right now it's 10:40 a.m.
Yeah, so it's 10:30 p.m. your time. And if you're looking in California, it's 7:30 p.m. tonight. And if you're in the Midwest, or you're in the Midwest, if you're East Coast, oh, you're East Coast, so that's 10:30
I'm East Coast,
at night.
I'm Florida.
yeah, 10:30 at night on Wednesday. And I also have Sunday mornings at 10:30 Florida time or 7:30 California time.
Okay.
Or Midwest,
and,
I think it's 8:30.
Okay. And the name of your show again?
Is From Time Without Beginning.
From Time Without Beginning. Okay, excellent. All right. Excellent. Well, thank you, Tim. Thank you so much for coming on and helping all of us to feel better. This is a really special gift that you're giving us. So I do want to thank you, and I want to thank my callers who called in and everyone who's listening. So, Tim, we'll all have to listen to your show now.
Okay. Take care.
We'll have to get more, so we can get more healing, because this is just the tip of the iceberg, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on my show, Tim.
Okay. Have a great day, Randy.
You too.
Bye-bye.
So, bye-bye. Unfortunately, our time is up for today, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, please email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. And Randy is always spelled R-A-N-D-I. Stop by my website, randygfine.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows, so you can leave comments for me there as well. Please stop by to visit me on my Facebook page, Randy G. Fine, and like me. My page is filled with inspirational picture quotes that you can enjoy and share. And also, if you go on Facebook at tjmusic.org, you can get to Tim's page. And if you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. There's an area on my show page that allows you to sign up to be a follower. More followers will get this show the recognition that it deserves. Visit my blog at randygfine.com for even more inspiration, and join the list of 500 and some devoted followers there. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. There's a better way.